TV is vetted and regulated, whereas YouTube is any jackass with a video camera can put their video on the YouTubes, and any asshole with a microphone can have a podcast.
Well, that's definitely true.
Greetings, Apropos, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
That's right, those three assholes with a microphone.
We each have our own microphone. It's we each like have our own assholes. I was about to say it's not like we're sharing a microphone, but I definitely don't want to share an asshole.
You get your own asshole?
I do. His name is Joe.
You're not sharing one?
I'm not sharing Joe.
Are you, though?
Oh, look, I know the two of you have this beautiful little bromance thing going, but...
We should drink something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Salsa and I are drinking cold press black coffee ale from Bent Paddle Brewery. I picked it up while I was in Duluth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jenna, however, is drinking something else.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
I can't remember exactly what it is either.
Okay. It's a mead of some sort.
Mead. I believe it is the choke cherry mead.
It's got that you made.
That I made. Hints of cinnamon.
Mm. Ooh, I like hints of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out.
Mmm.
Mm.
That's quite tasty.
Oh, that is a bit of all right. Salsa, I'm not one to compliment you.
Ever.
And she still won't be.
No.
So.
But she will compliment this beverage.
Yep.
Good.
Hello, beautiful maid. How are you doing?
She's caressing that rather more than I am comfortable with. The beer is really good, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, it's got a good coffee-ness without being too bitter. Little hints of chocolatiness.
Yeah, I was going to say, I get a lot of the, like, stout, weirdly, because it's, I mean, it's not a stout. It's an ale, but it tastes like a stout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the coffee darkness,
I guess. Yeah.
Give it that thickness.
Darkness. No parents. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Right. Yay. I'm glad we're all on the same page there.
Good drinking tonight. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of good drinking, what y'all been up to? I've had better segs. Okay.
So. James, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Salsa and I will probably go for a while.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I have concerns.
Pot, this is the kettle. You're black.
All right. So,
this way you'll feel constrained. Maybe. Nope. Don't. No.
Just say the thing.
All right.
Say the thing.
Saturday I went to Whose Live Is It? Which is four people who have been on Whose Line, and then somebody who did improv piano for Second City. And it was fucking awesome. Ryan Stiles, Greg Proops, Jeff... He's a young guy, and I can't remember his last fucking name. But yeah, it was amazing.
Jeff, that guy.
Had an absolutely fantastic time. The accidental theme of the evening was communist dogs, which ended up being the punchline on the encore hoedown, which was fantastic.
Lovely.
I thought I had one ticket until they scanned it twice. And then I called Jax... in a hurry.
Oh, God.
I was like, honey, it turns out I have two tickets. I'm an idiot. And they were like, ordinarily, I would argue. See how quickly I can get there. They had just wrapped up doing like 10 hours of an art show or something.
Yeah.
And were just blown up. They were already at home, already in bed. And I was like, it's a half an hour until show time.
Yeah. Where was it at?
At the State Theater.
Okay.
Which is perfect.
Yeah. good theater.
Been mm-hmm. there for Night Vale and for Mystery Science Theater. Mm-hmm. But, no, beautiful theater, amazing evening. They got there right on time. I already had two glasses of wine to apologize. And, yeah, we sat down. We had a wonderful time.
I would definitely get out of bed for a show like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same.
Right. Well, and I was like, it turns out I have two tickets. And they were like, oh, for... They might be giants, and I was like, no, for Who's Live? And they were like, I'm getting my shoes. Right? No, it was nice. It was a very sweet evening. We had a wonderful time.
Fantastic. Accidental date night.
Yeah, they had been pulling couples up on stage and asking them background questions, and all of the couples were like, oh, well, we just. You know, our parents on the farm, the thing, and it's whatever, like cute, quaint couple stories. We were high school sweethearts and whatever. But after the show had ended, Jax was like, I don't think they would have had enough time if they'd called us up. I was like, yeah. For a lot of reasons. Yeah.
I would have relished the moment if they pulled me and my wife on stage. So how did you meet?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, we were thinking,
well,
like...
Well, we were both naked at the time, and I called her by her sister's name.
Honestly, some of them were kind of like that, weirdly. Yeah. But no, it was a brilliant time. And then Sunday, Mother's Day, we had a lovely brunch at the City View, no, Capital View Cafe over in St. Paul. And,
not familiar with that one.
They have an excellent Cajun... Eggs Benedict breakfast, which is delicious. Yeah. So, had a lovely time.
What makes it Cajun? Do they use shrimp instead of ham? Or
there's andouille and a number of other Cajun concessions in there. Okay. Just like it's vaguely Cajun, but it's.
I'm just wondering if it's just like we put some Cajun sauces in or spices in there and call it Cajun, or if they actually like
restaurants when they're like blackened Cajun chicken.
Yeah, it's like we put.
And it may not be. Yeah.
Yeah, we just blacken some chicken and happen to use different spices. Spice blends.
Right. We put spices on it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. But no, it was very tasty. Okay. And then rushed
I'm
home.
I'm very particular about my Benedict.
Scooped up. fair enough. Scooped up Vincent and then our housemate. For some reason, I'm a fucking more of a space cadet tonight than usual. But we picked up Vincent.
Blame the air quality.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. And then drove immediately to brunch with my parents that my sister was putting together and had fucking, like, Michelin star food that my sister had put together. Caviar with gravlax and... exquisite cheeses and
the ingredients
things.
Is not what makes it Michelin star,
right?
It's, oh, okay,
sure.
But all right, I'm just
like things that I would expect from a place.
You can get caviar in a no star restaurant.
You can get it in a tin.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's, right.
Like that's.
But no. Okay. What I'm saying is, not only was it fancy, but it was extremely well done.
Okay.
Yeah. A bunch of different foods like that, and then she also made accompanying rounds of tea. So, like, four different carefully blended teas to go with each course of the meal.
To match palates. Yeah, no, that sounds nice.
Fucking fantastic.
I've never tried to match the beverage to a course. I've matched wines to the meal. Yeah.
Sure.
But never to a course.
Yeah, same. But, like, individual teas.
Have you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I think it adds an air of elegance that doesn't need to be there.
No, it absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it absolutely does, but I've never gotten around to doing that sort of thing.
I mean, often you can just, there will be a drink that just goes well with the meal in general.
Sure.
Right? But there is something to be said for, like, having, you know, your coffee with your dessert kind of thing.
Yeah. I do love a coffee with
and
dessert.
And that's the easiest course to be like, and now you will have coffee with your dessert so that you don't fall asleep after this amazing meal.
Indeed.
Right. Yeah.
But even then, you need to go, well, what should I go with, a light roast or a dark roast or something like that with this specific dessert?
Sure.
So,
but yeah, it was, everything was really delicately paired and wonderfully made, and it was a lovely time.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we decided this year to print out cards onto cardstock, just some nice sort of
pull out of the stops,
normal cards, very Hallmark like. But yeah, we printed them out and then we wrote heartfelt notes into them. Rather than, you know, rushing to a Walgreens, buying some $8 Hallmark paper and then writing, Happy Mom's Day, love you, yeah. Bye. Yeah. Which is not...
So you printed the card as opposed to buy the card.
Yes.
Which is really the only difference.
Kind of.
Okay.
But we wrote more into them.
You can write heartfelt stuff in a Walgreens card, too.
you can. Okay. But also, like, for some reason... I know. Like, we've met.
Whoa!
Yeah. I, for one... I'm shocked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that, I don't know. It didn't feel like enough. So we also got them gift cards for coffee, which seems like a
good
Mom's Day gift. Parent Day gift. Yeah. So the, all of that, but then we rounded out the second brunch with, which just is an exquisite sentence to say. We rounded out the second brunch with, a game that I had never played before called Secret Identities, which.
Okay.
It is kind of an amalgam of many different games put together in a way that is super fun and interesting.
Okay.
Everybody has a little card. Everybody receives a secret identity. All of the other players are aware of what secret identities there are to choose from for that round.
Okay.
But in order to convey, your goal is to convey what your secret identity is and get other people to guess it. And also to guess other people's.
Sure.
These are both worth points.
Right.
By using little cards that just have symbols and simple pictograms on them. And putting them in the yes or no spots of your card.
Interesting.
So, for example...
Rockstar?
I had Beyonce, and so I chose lipstick, dress... and dress, not umbrella, not short, because there's just like little arrows, like small arrows, not small, not a kid. And, that, because but none of these, nothing's written on these cards other than just these symbols.
Sure.
So it's also entirely up to interpretation. So when I got Buzz Lightyear, I put a little desk lamp on it because Toy Story is a Pixar movie, and people seem to get that.
I understand where you're going with it. There's a British game show called Richard Osman's House of Games. And one of the games that they play on there is called Totes Emoji. And what they have to do is... They'll be like, your topic is a famous novel.
Mm-hmm.
And the one has to write emojis to get the other person to guess the novel name.
Right.
So it sounds like it's very similar to that. Kind of.
Except each player has a randomly assorted... collection of symbol cards.
Sure.
You don't have access. At some point, somebody had Mary Poppins, and he was like, I wish I had that fucking umbrella card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Things like that. But
no, that sounds fun.
The one of the better parts of it is, like, one of the complex parts of it is that if you fuck up on one person, you've probably fucked up on somebody else's,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it waterfalls down.
Right. So, it's... But, yeah, it was simple and... fun and interesting.
Yeah, like, it does sound
intellectually captivating.
No, it sounds like fun.
So I got to try that out, and then we drove home and fucking collapsed, because that was a lot of effort put in all all at once in socializing. And I think that's also part of today's just, you know, brain death. Yeah. But yeah, that was my weekend and much of what I have done.
Sounds delightful.
Awesome. Did you have a chance to see any lights?
We had clouds.
I'm sorry.
People sent us photos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you like some personal photos?
Yeah.
I can send you some pictures of some lights.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Also, what did you do this weekend?
I saw the Northern Lights.
Yeah, me too. High five. Aww. I'm just going to leave it here and see if he notices that this
Holy
is here at all.
Fuck.
Yeah, we saw some real fucking good ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's a good photo, too.
Uh-huh. Yep. No, we saw a good light show.
Yeah,
we were up in Duluth for our annual excursion.
Pilgrimage?
Mm-hmm.
I like calling it a pilgrimage.
Jenna knows a person.
I know a guy.
Who owns a place has good, cheap rates during the off-season because a cheap rate is better than empty cabin. So
yeah,
yep.
So it works out for everyone. We get a relatively inexpensive off-season place to stay, and they get a good, occupancy. So it's an annual thing. We've been doing it for, I want to say, 4 years now.
Those are stunning photos.
Yeah, about that.
But yeah,
I don't know. We haven't been able to get the entire group at the same time.
Every single year, one person is missing. Every year. The first year, it was my wife.
Damn.
The second year, it was me. The third year, it was my wife.
I like that one the most.
And this year, it was my sister-in-law's husband who couldn't make it. So, but yeah, every year, there was always five of
That's
the
gorgeous.
Six.
Looks like an album cover.
But we went up there. And it's just an excuse for us to kind of hang out in Duluth and not be at work.
Yeah.
So we usually hit up some of the breweries and usually go antiquing. We didn't go antiquing this year.
We didn't go antiquing, and we didn't really, like, when you left, I know you hit a brewery or two to do growlers, but we didn't do the pub crawl thing that we did the first year. Yeah. Oh God.
But,
that was glorious.
But this year that's okay because we were doing other things this year. And that was, we took the boat tour.
Yeah. Right. The harbor boat tour.
The harbor boat. So,
the Vista Fleet Horse Tour.
Oh yeah.
For those of you not born and raised in Minnesota or one of the very adjacent places, I would encourage you to ask someone who grew up in the Midwest to say boat ride, because they all give the same kind of
toast.
Well, it's not only is it toast. The pronunciation, but it's like it's the little
the
nod
ride.
And smile,
boat
like
it's
boat ride.
It's a boat ride.
Boat ride. Oh,
boat
gosh.
Ride.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We took a boat ride.
good.
No, but we got to go under the lift bridge.
Yeah.
Which
twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Dang. One's going out, one coming in. I've never been under the bridge. That's the first one for me.
Yeah.
We went out into the harbor. The tour guide guy kind of told us about some of the history of the notable.
And he was delightful.
He was, yeah.
We asked him later, like, have you done theater? And he's like, nope.
He's like, no, I was quite the introvert growing up. And I was like, we know.
Preclude you from doing theater, but.
But yeah, no, he had a good patter, good jokes, talking about, you know, some of the notable things along the shoreline to see, you know, the building out in the bay there, the figures and
it was literally the story of that building in the bay was, so he built it, then it sunk into the swamp. And so and they built it again.
Because he didn't build a breakwater.
Right. And then it sunk into the swamp. But the fifth time that one also sunk into the swamp.
And then it
seriously
sank into the swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, his comedic timing on some of those were great.
It was so good.
Where he was just like, but the second time it didn't do that. Until the next day when it did do that.
nice.
But yeah, just
so like
some of those
Duluth Jungle Cruise.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
And very much so.
Way casual. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it was, I mean, early in the morning for some of us. Like, we had to board at, like, 9:30, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm. And I was afraid Joe was going to be like, oh, no, I don't want to get up that early.
The ass cheek of
But they had a bar on the boat.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. All right. So, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was... We're just knocking back gin and tonics and, oh, and God, listening like to... Yeah, time. And being out on the water. It was great.
Oh, it was so delightful.
So, but yeah, we went out into the, you know, out into the Lake Superior proper, did a big loop, came in, went around the harbor.
And I always forget the harbor is as big as it actually
is. It's so big, yeah.
It's so fucking big. Gigantic. You only see that little bit when you're in, like, Canal mm-hmm. Park.
Yeah, because it like hooks around, and you kind of forget once you go around the hook there that it's just like, oh,
that it's like
all this is still
three
here
times
too.
As yeah. big yeah. on the other side.
But we got to within spitting distance of one of the ore ships that was loading up and gonna head out the next day, and he's talking about
the American Integrity.
Yeah, we finally found it.
We finally found the American Integrity, y'all. Been sitting in Duluth Harbor.
Somehow above water. Yeah. Wow.
It's kind of rusty, for now. But it was still there.
but just talking about, like, this is the company that owns this dock, and this is what they do, and this is the company that owns Dick. And there was, like, a big, huge pile of salt on one dock, and we were just like, what's that? And he's like, I'm getting to that. And so we go past it, and he's like, this is this huge salt. This is the biggest pile of salt in the Midwest, and this is for salting the roads.
Huh.
This is when the salt comes in, it gets deposited here, and in the winter, this is the salt used for salting the roads.
That makes a weird amount of sense.
Oh. That's right. You've got to store that stuff.
Somewhere. Yeah.
And it comes in on the boat. Awesome.
Wow.
It's so cool.
Did the lap. Had a great time. It was, what, hour?
Couple of hours.
Yeah, 90 minutes maybe.
It was almost 2 hours, okay. I'm going to say.
Pushing two.
It sounds fucking delightful, though.
It was
also,
just...
that's a good amount of time to have a bar on a boat. That's correct.
Oh, it was great.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was just... So we started out at the top, and then the bar was at the bottom, so we ended up just on the bottom deck.
we ended up with right the front part all to ourselves. Because everybody else went up top to listen to the cruise. Yep. Because you couldn't hear them as well downstairs. Mm-hmm. Like, they had speaker system.
You were upstage, but you took the bow.
Yep. So, yeah, it was fun.
I'm mad about that. I realized Salsa was moving past it, but I needed a moment.
I was so close to getting...
I know all you right. were. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, continue.
So we got back, and we were going to... The plan was we were going to hit up... another mode of transportation at this point, the train.
Yes.
Because it was train week.
And also...
In Duluth.
Trains. Yep.
But because it was train week, they were sold out all week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that so makes
that,
sense.
So that was stymied.
We did not get to train.
But, what did we do? We
got to look at the train, though.
Yeah.
And we watched them, like, load coal and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like...
Hi, my name is Cole.
Cole.
Cole was at Who's Live?
Oh,
in the balcony.
Like Cole,
Cole, or
K Cole?
K Cole.
Cole.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He and his wife were in the balcony.
Oh, awesome. That's delightful.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Not surprised.
Great. We wanted to stick around, but we just.
You were done.
Yep.
You're like, nope.
But yeah, after the boat ride, we went
ride.
We went to Grandma's for lunch, and then we went to Vikra for cocktails, and then we went back to the cabin and took naps.
Yeah.
God, that sounds amazing.
Because we had been up.
Yeah. Go ahead. Friday, we all got in. I think everybody was there by about 6, I want to say.
Yeah. Mid-afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And we did some grilling. And we started a fire in the fireplace. And we, you know, kind of bummed around a little bit, but we went to try to catch the lights Friday night. And we went out at like 11.
Yeah.
And there was like not really much going on.
Mm-hmm. I heard that it hit hard around 1 to 4.
We went out at midnight, and there was a little bit more going on.
Yeah.
But at that point, we were all so goddamn tired.
Yeah.
We all just went to bed.
We had driven up and we were in a
food coma. We had been doing all of that stuff to just get there.
It was Friday. Like, I spent the morning at work, you know, so it was.
Yeah.
But so, like, that night, there was, like, wispiness in the sky. It had a slight pinkishness, but it almost looked like just
the LaCroix of Northern Lights.
It looked like, it looked like weird clouds.
Yeah. Mm.
Is really what it came down to.
So that was Friday the next night.
And then we woke up and everybody was like, 1:30, it was amazing. It was like, okay, we're not going to miss it.
Fuck off.
The next night. So we came back and we took a nap. We took a nap one. And then I slept for 4 hours.
You did.
Hell yes.
We were debating. We're like, okay, do we wake up Salsa? Do we let him sleep? Like, he really... Like, and I think 4 hours was, like, what, about 8 o'clock?
It was about 8 o'clock I woke up, yeah.
Yeah. So Salsa napped from about 4 to 8, and we're like, we're about to go outside and start a fire, and... Because they have a fire pit outside.
Sure.
So we could have an outside fire, and if nothing else, we would be sitting around a fire drinking and hanging out chit-chat.
I mean,
which is always glorious.
I'd argue. Yeah.
And if we also happened to get lights, great.
Mm.
But, like, yeah, it got to be 8, and we're like, okay, we're not starting this fire. Do we want to wake up Salsa, or are we just going to let him keep sleeping? Because I don't want a cranky Salsa.
I needed it.
Yeah.
I did need it.
But then he woke up and came downstairs, and I was like, oh, hooray. Mm-hmm. All right.
Huh. Had a little bit of dinner, and, we sat around the campfire and shot the shit, and it was lovely. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the lights came out, and they were kind of... just wispy, kind of that white cloudy, maybe
wispy-ish
slight
thing about 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, they look like clouds at night, you know, mm-hmm. but like you'd take a picture and you're like, oh, there's a tinge of yellow here.
Maybe an edge
People were saying
purple.
That their phones were picking up stuff that they couldn't see.
Well, phones have a better light, especially if you do proper exposure, which the nighttime thing will basically set up for you.
Like my camera does like a 5-second exposure, so we really get a lot of that light to draw into the aperture. So our phones were definitely picking up better pictures than we could see with the naked eye. But it was still... interesting. Like, there was some, and there was definitely more happening that night. There was like,
and then later
in the sky, and
like, so there was a little bit, and then like a little later on it was just like more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that the pulsating,
yeah, it would shimmer. Mm-hmm. Almost like spotlights on clouds. If somebody's moving spotlights back and forth in a cloud, where it kind of
like where they intersect, and
so you kind of had that shimmer effect, but it was still we weren't still getting a lot of color.
Yeah,
and suddenly,
yep.
Suddenly, it got a lot brighter out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then on the horizon to the north, it almost looked like there was a big fire.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you've ever seen a really big fire on the horizon, like a forest fire or something like that, just like the horizon glows red.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that.
Yeah.
Except it was green.
Oh.
Yeah.
Green.
And then
flames.
that like neon-y green went up into the sky, and the whole fucking north half of the sky was lit up in these crazy ribbons, completely like all visual to the naked eye.
This is this is a weird question, but since I have never seen the Northern Lights, does it make a sound?
Nope.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. No. It's all.
The animals around you behave a little differently.
Yeah. They go, what the fuck's
like,
going on?
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were some peeper frogs that went quiet.
they're like, oh, excuse me, what?
But yeah, the whole sky just absolutely lit up with this crazy green with like purples and yellows and stuff in there. And suddenly we didn't need to do the timed aperture on our phones. We were just taking pictures straight.
Yeah, the one with the branch, the one that was my favorite, that was taken during that time.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I showed you, same thing. That was just straight. That's what it looked like to the naked eye.
Yep.
We'll definitely, by the way, post some of these pictures.
Oh, yeah.
On,
I'll try to pick my favorite two or three.
Sure. but, yeah. And,
real selfie
stress. it was like that for five minutes.
I'm going to say roughly, five.
And then it went away, and that was the end of it.
Yeah. Well, because...
Like, we could still take some pictures, and there was still bits and pieces of stuff, but it was back to the cloud-like nature.
And it was just kind of like, we had this big crazy thing, and if you missed it, you missed it.
Well, yeah. Friday, somebody in Lanime chat was like, the weather is supposed to be clear.
Yep.
It's this big astronomical, astronomical, meteorological, I guess, but also astronomical kind of, because it's the sun. Yeah. It's a huge event, sky event of some kind.
Sky event.
And we're finally going to get to see it. And then one of the other people is like, no, I don't care what the weather says. Fucking Minnesota will always cloud over.
Yeah.
There are memes. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And sure as shit, right around 9 p.m., the sky just blanketed over in like two or three different areas. We were one of the areas that just did not have a good
That's too bad.
View. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, it was not, we were not covered by the band on Saturday. So.
Well, and we didn't plan the trip for the Northern Lights, but.
It was very fortunate.
Boy, howdy.
What a great. circumstance.
Like, I know that shit never happens to me.
Holy fuck.
I am not that lucky, and yet here we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
It was real fun.
Nice. Yeah.
And then, the next morning, I kind of had a leisurely morning, had some coffee and some chats, and then packed it all up and headed home.
Yeah. Well, you headed home.
Yeah, well, we, so my sister-in-law and I, we hopped over to Fitger's to refill our growlers.
Hell yeah.
But Fitger, we had to be out at 10, but Fitger wasn't open until 11. So we just went to the boardwalk outside Fitger's.
Yeah.
And just, it was like 75 degrees.
It was weirdly warm.
Yeah. In Duluth. It was in the mid-70s out there. Like, and so we just like grabbed our books, sat down on a park bench on the boardwalk, overlooking the lake, and read for an hour.
Lovely.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, it was terrible.
No coworkers came and interrupted you.
I know. better. So, but we read for an hour, and then right at around 11 o'clock, we were like, oh, okay, they're open. We should probably start heading in. And then we heard a whistle in the distance. We were like, oh, 11 o'clock. That's when the first train departs.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we sat there for another 5 minutes, and then the train came by.
Nice.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and we got to watch
the train we didn't get to ride.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the train went by a little after 11 as it moved its way up the shore, and we got to watch that. And then we're like, that was really cool. All right, now let's go in. We got some drinks at Fitger's, had a pint there. Then we went to Duluth Cidery, went and sat and had a pint there, got some refills, and then headed home. Mm-hmm. It was Mother's Day at that point, so my sister-in-law wanted to get over to her mom's house, and so they dropped me off, and my wife actually came up with us on Friday, but then she had to go home on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's why I got a ride home with my sister-in-law, but got dropped off at home. My wife went out to go shopping, and I was like, kids, let's go. And I threw them in the car and drove over to Cub, and we got like a box of like Little Debbie cakes and a little stuffed animal and some flowers for her, and happy Mother's Day, that's most of the story. What else can you...
I mean, for my end of it, so when we went to part ways Sunday morning, Joe and I did not head south.
Oh.
We headed north. I was not done with my lake, god damn it.
All right.
For years, I've been wanting to get Joe over to Gooseberry Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. My partner is not a nature boy.
Sure.
He is a city boy through and fucking through. And when I talk about exposing him to nature, there's like, it's like he holds back a little bit. He's like, sure. Oh, God, not that.
I've met nature, and I don't like it.
Right. Well, and to be fair, he has all of the allergies to the planet. Yeah. Me too.
It's dirty and it smells funny.
That was. It's coarse. It's rough, I know I've told this everywhere. Story before, but I'm telling it again. First time I took him up to Two Harbors, we woke up that morning. He was like, "Do you smell that?" And I was like, "Smell what?" He was like,
"Oh yeah,
it smells like old lady's perfume." I'm like, "Can you describe it?" And he was like, "Well, it's very florally." Like, there's a little bit of pine to it, and I'm like, Cho, do you mean nature? Is what you're smelling nature? He was like, but I guess there's no, like, I don't know, smog or, like, potheads around the corner or anything. Yeah. Like, it's very confusing. Yeah.
Nature is loud as fuck today.
So we headed north.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was hungry, so... the plan was to stop at Vanilla Bean for some brunch, and then get the rest of the way up to Gooseberry Falls and then head back.
Mm-hmm.
And we got almost to Vanilla Bean. And then there was an empty parking lot with a table and a sign that said maple syrup. And there was an old dude with like just like even this better. Fucking 2x6 folding table full of maple syrup products. And this old guy, like, he had the long scruffy hair and the beard and the suspenders that looked like measuring tape.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Yeah. You know this guy I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In 20 years, I'll be that guy.
Yeah, your future.
20?
In 20 years, I will still be that guy.
Oh, okay, fair. Okay,
your hair will be whiter to match. Yeah,
but it still do, too.
I was like, and I had driven right by it, and I was like, we're going back. And Joe's like, of course we're going back. Looped around. Went back.
Those are the relationships you know are good.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to talk about it. You just know this is happening.
Like, on the one hand, obviously I was going to do that. Yeah. But also, obviously, this needs to happen for the both of us. So, got some light maple syrup, some dark maple syrup, some maple sugar, and some maple butter. I almost got the maple marshmallows. They were real tasty, but I was like, that's a bit much for something I'm going to eat in a minute in my car.
those aren't going to last until cocoa.
That's not going to make it.
So I got these dozen marshmallows for your cocoa, all 11 of them. Here's 10 of them for you. Nine cups of cocoa for 8 marshmallows is a really great
thing. I hope you enjoy all 6.
I'd actually thought that they would be really good in like an apple cider.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Two
maple
apple cider.
Marshmallows and an apple cider.
Fuck.
Yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, I didn't get the marshmallows, but they were mighty tasty.
Mm.
So now I have all of these maple things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited for... I might start eating oatmeal again, because I love oatmeal and maple syrup.
Oh, God.
I will say, though...
It's so good.
I'm also really happy that somebody has maple syrup right now, because this was not a good year for... We didn't get...
Canada's maple syrup reserves are dangerously low.
Yeah.
Oh.
Canada,
are you all right?
we made no syrup this year because we never had those swings between warm and cold that you have to for the sap to run. It just went from below to above and stayed there.
That was it. Oh, God.
So, the fact that he had any to sell is
good. And apparently this guy started as a hobbyist, and he's just like a super maple syrup nerd.
they get you.
And, he was like, I had to get out there quick when I thought the temp was dropping. Like, I got some. I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, yeah, like, he delved into the history of Maples.
Oh, he wasn't just a guy. He was a character.
Oh, yeah, he was.
That's amazing.
It was so good. Love it.
I wonder if he's so related good. To Charlie the Tuna that I met in Hawaii. He sounds like the same guy.
But, yeah.
Well, they don't give those suspenders to anybody.
That's fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Absolutely. So then we went two more blocks to Vanilla Bean, and
almost made it. So close.
Look, we'll stop for maple syrup.
That's entirely true.
That is a bumper sticker right
there. I'm a little set. So we went to Vanilla Bean, and it was great. Vanilla mm-hmm. Bean, if you're ever in Two Harbors, and they also have a location in Duluth, it's delightful. Good food, good coffee. They make foofy coffees. Joe and I both had Eggs Benedict. I'm not supposed to have hollandaise, but I absolutely had some hollandaise.
I'm sensing a theme here.
What?
You all both had Benedicts.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
There's going to be a new pope.
Ah.
Pope
I'm
Eggs.
So mad at you right now. But no.
Hard boiled detective.
Joe's Benedict, his hollandaise had pesto in it. It was a pesto.
Oh my God.
So that.
I've never considered mixing those, but that sounds fucking awesome.
It was incredible. Add just a little touch of citrus on top of that.
Balance out the green.
Say it slowly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had my Eggs Benedict on walleye cakes.
Oh my God.
Oh yes, this is what
shit.
I mean. Go to Vanilla Bean. They got their food is delightful. And yeah, it was super good.
I was not a religious person 5 minutes ago, but I am now.
Finally, the Christian has converted to.
I always knew I'd find the love of God in walleye.
It was the two fish. It was the two fish.
It is. The things you can do with a Benedict is truly just a beautiful. I've had a cream cheese and lox bagel Benedict.
Oh my God! Yes,
I believe that.
It was super with like what are those little pickled capers? Yeah, with capers on it. Oh, so good.
I love a good caper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Batman or otherwise.
So yeah. After that, we went to Gooseberry Falls. I was like, we'll just do the short loop because you're not a nature person and your nose will absolutely start hitting all of the allergies right away.
Also probably not wearing the right shoes.
It was fine for the short loop because
that's what I mean.
Half of it is paved.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like not wearing shoes for the long loop.
For the long loop. No, that wasn't happening. But yeah, we got there. We looked at some falls. Joe went. Those are some impressive falls. He actually went off of the trail onto the rocks a bit. I was so proud. I got pictures. I was like, look, Joe can do nature shit. we sat on some rocks and just hung out for a few minutes, being adorable. I know it was gross. And we kept going along the trail, and then at one point, Joe was like, I have to use the bathroom. And I'm like, well, here's the deal, buddy. We are at exactly the halfway point. So, you can book it the rest of that way, or you can book it backwards. Those are your options. This is far too public an area.
Or introduction to nature.
Yeah, I'm like, this is
nature gets an introduction to you. Yeah.
Far too public a space for you to just go into the woods in those shiny ass shoes and piss in the woods.
He
like
had
it was
to pee,
not
poo.
It was not the appropriate place for that.
Because we all know Joe is an appropriate person.
Right. I was the one that was being firm about this. Let's be clear. Okay. Joe was like, I'll just piss over the side. I don't care.
I'll just do it into the waterfall.
He would. I was like, there are children. I'm not supporting this.
Right.
So Joe booked it the rest of the way. And I went slower because I have short, stubby little legs. he just walks twice as fast as me. Like Joe also
walks with purpose.
He does. Yeah.
So
yeah,
he is not a meanderer.
No,
a meanderer.
It was hard enough to get him to trail at a pace that I was okay with.
Like one of those mall speedwalkers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there is one part of the trail that I always forget about.
Where.
It's directly under the freeway. It is a bridge for the for the short loop, so that you can get from one side of the Falls River to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I always forget that it gives me massive vertigo.
Oh no!
So like, I'm walking in the middle of this bridge path thing, just trying not to look on either side, trying to maintain a spot where I'm not seeing the rest. Oh, buddy. That was a fucking trip. I did it, though. Like, I had to pause halfway through.
Good
I was
on
like,
you.
I mean, what were my options? Walk all the way around back? Like, you're almost at the end of the trail at that point. So, yeah. But did that. Got a book about tying knots. Almost got y'all some shot glasses, but they were way too pricey in that gift store. So, sorry, no shot glasses this time.
You know, we don't have enough as it is.
I know. So. these ones were tie-dyed and said Gooseberry Falls, though.
We don't have any of those.
But I was not spending, $11.
Yeah.
Per shot glass.
Wow. That's very fair.
Yeah. I'm like, nope. Sorry, guys.
I spent $5 on an entire flight. Yeah. $11 per
Part of the joy of buying people shot glasses is that you're getting them a souvenir that they will appreciate that is not expensive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I did get myself a commemorative magnet. It was Northern Lights.
Nice.
I was like, well, if I'm going to remember this trip.
That's a solid one. That's a solid choice right there.
I got that. And then we headed back down, stopped at Candy Kitchen, which is just this fucking shack. It is a goddamn shack along the side of the Overlook Drive, or the Scenic Drive.
That's how people get murdered.
This shack is complete with an old dude on a rocking chair.
Murdered with diabetes?
All of the paint is just coming off this thing.
Seen a lot of kids go in, but I ain't never seen any come out.
It was such a thing.
I reckon they're dying in there.
Just scrawled on the side, candy here.
Basically. I'm pulling up this picture for you guys. I'll make sure to get it to you for the show notes.
Tucker and Dale getting gas outside.
Exactly.
Oh my god. I was like, is this open? Is this a legitimate thing?
That's always what I want to ask about a place I'm buying food. Is this
open? It's just a lazy serial killer who was like, well, we'll see if this works. And for some reason, they keep showing up. So,
yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I was like, that's concerning. But,
it just needs like a disused, rusty merry-go-round next to it, like a carousel with two horses.
The thing.
Oh god!
On the other side of it, so I parked on this one side. On the other side of this building was like the jankiest theme park you've ever fucking seen. It was. It had the fucking photograph. With the ovals cut out that you can put your faces and just some janky basically old playground equipment from the 70s.
Oh my god, the best.
Oh my god.
I gotta stop joking about stuff because it comes true. That's the problem.
Mm. But anyway, Joe and I decided we were doing this because, of course, we were.
I got murdered in the Iron Range, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Oh. So we go inside, and instantly, like, and it is tiny in there, and it is packed full of people. Like, it looks quiet on the outside, but you see all of these cars, so you're like, somebody's got to be here, or they used to be here 30 minutes ago.
They stopped here.
But no, we went in, and it was packed. The size of the front room, basically the size of the lab.
Shit. Wow. Yeah.
Tiny ass fucking space.
I mean, it looked like a shack on the outside, so I can't imagine there was a whole lot of room.
There's no TARDIS here. It was just as big on the inside as it was on the outside. And then Willy Wonka
opens the doors to the factory.
So it's packed full of people, and you get hit with this smell of chocolate. And there was something about that smell that was specifically hitting a nostalgia point for me, even though I don't think I've ever been to this place.
Okay.
And it's, they've got truffles, and they've got fudge, and they've got bear claws, and they got all of this stuff. And I'm just like, God, this... And then I look over, and they have a vase full of chocolate roses, and I'm like, oh, that's what I'm getting. Is that the chocolate carts out at Fest have that same exact chocolate smell. And I don't think it's the same people. Maybe it is. I don't think so, though.
But it's that same mixture of smell. But it is
that same
smell.
Mixture of chocolate and old. Like, there was just... Because you can't deny. Like, just this
that
mix.
That sounds amazing.
Like, oh, and we did get chocolate out of this place, and it is fucking incredible, you guys.
Amazing. It's well worth it. Yeah.
Some of the best goddamn fudge I have ever had.
Yeah.
I got this dark chocolate mint truffle thing. Oh, God. You guys, so good. And it just melts in your mouth. It's so delicious. So, yeah, I guess the moral of the story is go ahead and go to the old murder shack. I don't know.
Yeah. You see, like, four kids, what? Yeah, four kids and a dog pull up in a van to investigate.
Yeah. So, sure. That's a AON tip right there, is if you see a shack on the side of the road, go in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get candy.
Yeah. Especially if it says candy on the outside.
Yeah, if you see a peel and paint shack on the side of the road that says free, you know, come inside to get candy, stop there.
Stop there and get your candy.
That is an AON hot tip right there.
Oh, yeah.
Just a guy rocking out front. It was about 25 years ago that the fire took the... Oh, God.
With a slightly out of tune banjo.
I think that if the three of us were to open up a rickety old candy shack...
God, I want to do it now.
Salsa would be the curmudgeon-y guy behind the counter.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would be the delightful yet slightly creepy little old lady that's like, oh, well, hello and welcome, children.
Yep.
And James would be the old dude in the rocking chair on the porch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whittling.
Whittling.
Chocolate. Yep. For some reason.
Well, shavings. Yeah, chocolate shavings.
I'd be the cantankerous man who complains about everything, but then slyly slips the kids candy and gives them a wink.
Oh. Yep.
I have found my life calling.
All right. Let's go open up Candy Shack along the North Shore.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go further north, though, because...
Well, you don't want to compete.
The name of the place is the Candy Kitchen. And it's only about 5 minutes up from where we stayed.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely.
You don't want to compete with a legend like that.
No, absolutely not.
As soon as you said that it was packed, I was like, "Oh shit, they are good."
Yeah. No, that's the thing.
No, they were packed. No. There was three people, but they were packed.
No, there were in a space this big. There were about nine of us.
Oh God,
I mean that's like the world's best donuts in Grand Marais.
That's too many people for me.
I mean, you might be able to wait
as long as I'm behind a counter, I can handle it. But if I have to rub shoulders with that many people in that small of a space.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Stop rubbing people's shoulders without asking.
Didn't learn. There it happens.
That's weirdly soothing.
Yeah.
Huh. We got it. Okay, would you guys stop?
Okay. Dear listeners, you already knew what was going on there.
We don't need to explain it. You knew. Yeah, so, and then after the candy kitchen, we headed home. Stopped in Hankley for some food. I wanted a salad. The air quality was getting bad, and my body was screaming for something that was healthy, so.
Yeah, I do have to say, when I got home, I drank water.
Yeah.
Because I had been subsisting primarily on booze for most of the week.
Hell yeah.
And
sounds like a wonderful time.
Yeah, I mean, we drank when we got up there on Friday night, because we were having a good time.
Yeah.
I drank on the boat in the morning.
Hell yeah.
Drank again when we got home.
Yeah.
Then after in my nap, I drank. And then the next morning, I went and to Fitgers and Duluth Cider and drank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
Yeah.
But I needed some water when I got home.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So he took a shower and held his mouth open.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anything else that we're not remembering?
Really, just the weekend.
It was great.
Overall,
that sounds fucking
lovely.
Awesome.
So, I guess we're going to take a break then, and we'll be back in a little bit.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Excuse you.
I have a slow leak.
I believe that.
Hmm. I've always known that about you.
I'd always kind of guessed, you know.
It's not the only slow thing about me.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James. And I'm Jenna.
It's time for Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Drew Zestera and some Summit Saga IPA.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Drunk Drew!
Yay! Right. I'm in.
We'll find out how this goes. Opening thoughts. I love you all. Even Salsa.
Oh.
Buddy, he I don't is know drunk. If we can hang I'll out anymore.
You know what? I'm okay. As long as you love me, even if it's just an even, I will take it. All right. Question number one. Fizzy.
Ooh,
or flat.
I prefer my water still. I'm not.
Mm. Oh, I was going to go cider.
Oh.
Because I'm a booze hog.
I also prefer my cider still.
Yeah.
I don't want it walking off on me. That's rude.
I like to hunt and kill my water.
Remember that gathering bullshit.
It's like bloodthirst, but it's just regular thirst, honestly.
It's
just water thirst.
Hunting water sounds like something that like some incel dude bro would come up with instead of just like, you gotta hunt that shit. You can't just drink water. You gotta go out and hunt that.
It's cleaner. It's better for your body when you hunt it.
Yeah, because we're not passively sitting by and letting it come to you.
As someone who has enjoyed...
I'm sure... Look... We're joking,
right?
But somebody out there is 100% into that sort of bullshit right now.
Right.
Well, and a lot of alcohol and a lot of sports drinks and a lot of energy drinks are named after like catastrophic hemorrhages or things like that. Like, so it's just, it wouldn't shock me, honestly.
Crack open a can of catastrophic hemorrhage. That would absolutely be
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a still water. Because sparkling is so fairies.
Right?
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
No, it's only parody because that's exactly how they sound.
Oh, my God. Right, no, legitimately, somebody in the, like, I will occasionally see messages from the other side of everything, and it will be something like, if you go down on a lady, you're gay. And like,
so like,
is it wrong to... Is it gay to...
You really don't understand how gay works, does it?
There's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Ha. Yeah, no, Andrew Tate would be just like, yeah,
I think it was Andrew Tate, as a matter of fact.
I don't drink sparkling water. Nothing I do sparkles. I drink still water like a man. Oh, now
sparkling
I'm sad.
Like all of still water?
Now I'm sad.
Anyway,
sparkling water is delicious, thank you.
I occasionally drink sparkling or fizzy water.
Sure.
But it's not my go-to.
Yeah.
I only really drink it in, like, social situations, at work, maybe. But even then, like... So, and when I go into the office, we have a machine that you can pick your flavor and you can pick your level of sparkle.
Oh, wow.
Including no sparkle, and I usually go no sparkle.
Like a modular Jetstream type thing?
Kind of, yeah. It's like...
That's impressive.
Like, it's got the touch screen, like those soda machines at movie theaters and shit. And then you just hold on to the thing to pour it. But yeah, you can pick how much sparkle you want. And I don't need your goddamn sparkle.
I think
I'm here to do a job, goddammit.
I think if Stillwater had a pride parade and called it Sparkle Water, I would absolutely go watch that.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going with flat, I think. We also have we get cans of fizzy water at work in various different flavors. And the thing is every year at the beginning of the year the people get to vote on what flavors are on their floor. So you're just like, my desk is on this floor and I want these flavors. And then, like, they take all of that.
Is it like ranked choice?
Huh?
Is it ranked
choice? Yeah, you choose, like, your top three, basically. Huh. And then, so, like, we go to meetings in conference rooms on different floors, and you go into the room, and you're just like, holy shit!
Oh.
They've got orange in this room!
It's like reading the Sunday funnies in a different town, and you're like, what the fuck is...
Wait, Heathcliff is still a thing?
Yeah, like we've got
Pamplemousse. Wizard of Id?
Like we've got Pamplemousse and Pear on our floor.
Okay. Ugh.
But like the like eighth floor has like the orange or whatever it is and some other flavors. So it's just like every so often you go up in a meeting and you're just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go get me some other
strange
waters.
Foreign waters.
Foreign waters. Foreign Waters is the name of my travel guide.
Foreign Waters is my Muddy Waters cover.
Okay, that's fair.
All on sitar. good.
No, I would listen to that.
I'm just thinking about it.
I'm like, oh, actually.
All right, question number two. Scales or fur?
Okay.
When I go up north, I prefer to eat as much walleye as possible. I like eating fish. Not so much about getting venison or bear or anything like that.
I love bear. Oh, shit.
Do you?
Yes.
I'm fine with eating those things.
It is delicious. Greasy, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with eating those things, but that's not why I go to the North Shore. Yeah. And I'm sure Drew wrote these knowing that I was at the North Shore last week. Positive.
Correct, yeah.
It's got to be the context. Other options.
I've had pets with scales, and I've had pets with fur, and I prefer the ones with scales. Because they don't yell at me when they're hungry.
mine kind of does.
I just picture Linguini like bopping the head against the glass. Like, we're nothing.
We heard like a little screaming sound coming from the living room. And I was like, what is going on? I was going to get up and investigate, and Jax was like, well, I got to refill my water. I'm going to go take a look. And I was like, do you want backup? And they're like, I think I'm okay based on that sound. It's probably just like a mouse or something. Sorry. But it was not. It was Linguini squeaking his face against the side of the tank. Just, and then as soon as they walked in, he stopped.
Oh, God.
And, like, just looked sort of guilty.
Just like, have you noticed me?
What are you doing? Yeah, no.
Maybe if I don't move, they won't notice.
We've gotten a little bit of that, yeah. It isn't possible for us to have pets with fur. But I have loved having kittens. I have loved having dogs. I am very much about small friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm less attached to my pets than I am. Maybe it's because I grew up on a farm. That obviously isn't a good answer, because I know plenty of farm people who are severely attached to their animals.
Yeah.
I've never, like, anybody that calls their animal a fur baby just grates on me.
It's not my
thing.
They're
allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. More power to you.
It's like, but, me and the word automagically.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. But from my years, that just grates. It's a pet. It's an animal. And I've had plenty of pets. I've had dogs. I've had cats. It's just like, at the end of the day, it's an animal.
Yeah.
It's not a person.
Member of your family.
All of the callous assholery is on full display right now.
Yeah.
Everybody already knew this about me. But
I, for one, am shocked.
Yeah, but and I don't mind our cats, but they're still pets. And it's the same way with a snake. It was like,
they don't mind you either.
I really like my snake, but it doesn't mind me either. And I could go on vacation, and I'll give it a food before I leave, and then I come back a week later, and it's fine.
Yeah, that is the benefit of having reptiles, is that most of them do not need to be fed more than like once every week to 2 weeks.
When they're young, every week, and when they're older, once a month.
Right.
Like, you're fine.
Yeah. We did ask one of my partners to swing by and just, like, see if he was feeling social and check and make sure that he had enough water.
Yeah, make sure the water is clean.
Yeah.
And
he did the things that he usually does when he wants someone to scoop him up.
Mm-hmm.
So we got pictures.
Dog.
Which was great. But, like, other than that, that's the benefit of having a snake is just that you don't necessarily have to.
Right.
The other direction, though, is a pet fish.
Sure.
And I'm going to say right now, that is not a pet. That is a dying screensaver.
That is a decoration that expires.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the pet fish are not pets. They are,
moving
wall hangings.
I have loved having a pet fish. I've become attached to fish.
Fish are not pets.
But they die quickly.
Fish are dumb.
So when I was pregnant, I had an overwhelming urge to take care of something.
Oh, no.
And I was at Walgreens. And they had those little cubes Mm-hmm. Those little self-contained aquarium things.
Yeah.
With the tiny ass fish. And I went, ooh, I'm going to take care of this thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you all see where this is going. Brought it home. And there were two fish and a snail in there.
Uh-huh.
One of the fish I named Princess Phaedra. Mm-hmm. The other one was Sir Galliant. And they lived up to their names. I would feed them. And Princess Phaedra would eat everything, and Sir Galliant never got enough. So Sir Galliant died.
Yeah.
And then Princess Phaedra went crazy, and she died. But that snail lived for like 4 fucking years, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't do a goddamn thing other than name it Speed Racer.
I love how you went to the store and thought you were getting fish, but you were actually getting a pet snail.
Yeah. But yeah, like these two fish die, and I'm just like, I'm probably like 6 months pregnant at this point. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I can't keep alive.
I'm going to be a terrible mom.
I think it was about 6 months pregnant with my sister that my mother decided that Space Lab was going to hit her. I think there's just a thing. You are trying desperately to keep this thing that you're carrying alive.
Yeah.
And everything is terrifying and sad.
Oh, bad yes.
That's amazing. That is a new one. Definitely have not heard that one before.
No.
Question number 3. Tiny or big?
Tiny.
Yeah.
Why?
This was, yeah,
why
always.
Did,
yeah.
Why did you ask?
I'm big.
You seem silly.
Big. Go big or go home.
Well.
Yeah.
So this is like, this was my plan all along. I said it for a reason. Fuck off. Yeah.
You're still here.
I am.
No follow through on this one.
Nope.
Just a very little follow through.
I love my big vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go big.
Okay. Question number 4. Paint or stain?
Oh.
I prefer staining
stain.
Wood.
Stain.
I don't want to paint
100%. Mm-hmm. I want to preserve that beautiful wood grain.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. Yeah. I have been in a lot of rental spaces where they just, it looks like they newspaper the windows and then power sprayed the entire interior. Just radiators, walls, wood floor,
so
everything.
Sad.
Just
have you seen
fucking
the
everything.
Landlord training videos?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Where they're just like, just paint over it.
Where the guy's like, okay, we're going to paint this wall. And he's like, okay, I'll get the screwdriver. He's like, no. Or you could just paint over.
Right.
Yeah. God. That is one thing that I love about the house I'm renting is all of that exposed.
Oh my god! Yeah.
So good.
Yeah,
yeah. We were very lucky to get a place that has some beautiful wood floors, and that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all in agreement on this one.
Yeah, I'm we're not.
Like, yeah,
nobody's convincing anybody of anything here. Mm-hmm. All right, question number 5.
Five.
Cop or lawyer?
I want to start telling cop jokes.
Oh.
Mm.
I have had friends that are lawyers. Mm-hmm. I've had friends that are cops.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the institution is awful for police.
Sure.
But there are some people that, you know, might try to make a difference or what have you.
Right.
Sure.
Most of my friends that have been cops are people that really wanted to be bobbies. rather than cops.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. Like, yeah. They just, that's a fantastic way of putting it.
Right. Like, yeah. I had to, I look, 2020, I had to work through a lot. And yeah, so like, but yeah, a lot of my cop friends really wanted to be bobbies. And you know, just be helpful and stuff like that. But the institution of police in America is just, the framework is garbage, and the rest of it can't be salvaged properly.
I desperately want to hear an American cop say, "You're nicked, sunshine."
lawyers.
Cops
and Roberts. I feel like the infrastructure that calls for having lawyers is foundational to what America is. Yeah. The idea that there is somebody available to you that can help argue your side, help you present a case, all the rest of that.
Sure.
I think there are some lawyers out there that take advantage of the system.
Sure. Ambulance chasers.
Definitely, there are definitely those people. Mm-hmm. But on the whole, I think that the premise and the infrastructure for it is sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that the systems are equally fucked up, so that even if you are a person who wants to do good, it can be extraordinarily difficult for both of them.
Well,
but
I think
the harms are very different.
I think the system for police in America is foundationally bad.
Yes.
I think the system for lawyers and court and judicial system, I think the foundation for that is good.
Agreed.
And that's my big difference.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like
100%.
So yeah, I'm all for bobbies, but the police system as it has been built up, the foundation for it, and all of that is just fundamentally bad. So I'm gonna say cops are worse, but I want that to be known that it's much more about the system and not necessarily specific individuals that may be trying to do good.
Sure.
That's really well put and definitely mirrored a lot of what I was thinking on there. So
hooray. I'm glad you don't need to think anymore.
No,
I'm
a goer with the one. Also my sister-in-law is a lawyer, so I'm going to go with lawyers.
Oh, fair enough. That's fair. I'm assuming a negative.
I'm hoping a positive.
Right.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on to the second grouping, and we have question number one, fizzy or flat.
Okay.
How do you prefer your adult beverage?
It really
depends on what I'm having.
It does depend on what it is.
If I'm having a beer, it better be fizzy. But if I'm having a Moscow Mule, then it better not be.
Oh, that has ginger ale in it, doesn't it?
Oh, I know. Okay, that's
good. Yeah, I was about to say.
Turns out it also just likes it fizzy.
I just grabbed it at a random. A White Russian. I better not have a fizzy White Russian.
Oh, God. So, something went horrible. Ugh.
Yeah. If a Cosmo or a Cosmopolitan or a Manhattan, if it's fizzy, there's something gone wrong here. So it really, really depends on.
It definitely depends on the.
What
the
I'm
base.
Having.
I love a beer.
Yeah.
But for most of my adult beverages, I think my very most favorite is a Bloody Margaret, and that is not fizzy, so I gotta go. I gotta go flat.
I will say what I've been drinking regularly for the past few months is a rum and ginger ale.
Mm.
It's a lime rum and ginger ale.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So it's got kind of a what do they call that? Like a Cuban mule or something.
And it keeps away the scurvy, so.
And it keeps away the scurvy. So, yeah, I suppose that would be bubbly, but it is much more about the flavor than the bubble to me, so.
I'm really an equal opportunity intoxicant.
Yeah, I'm a professional. Whatever.
What do I drink more of?
You drink a lot of beer.
I do drink a lot of beer, but I also drink a lot of cocktails. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm sitting... honestly, when I'm at home...
What about a gin and tonic?
When I'm at home, at night, I'm honestly not... I don't
Only
do
when it. You're on a boat.
I don't... Uh-huh. Yeah. When I'm at home, usually, like, I will have a martini, or I will have an old-fashioned or mm-hmm. something like that. I have a lot of spirits when I'm just hanging out at home.
As opposed to regularly, where he has no spirit.
Turns
anything.
Out it was just old man salsa.
Rah, rah, rah. So I will go with fizzy.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll go with flat.
All right, question number two. Scales or fur? You have an afternoon to spare. Would you, that's good. Would you rather spend it at the aquarium or zoo?
Zoo, because it has red pandas at the end.
Well, no, those are both solid.
No, they definitely are.
Those are amazing choices.
But I still
next
think...
Next year, we need to do aquarium zoo.
We do need to do the aquarium.
That's next year.
Yep.
Double feature.
But yeah, yeah. I think I'm, the aquarium or the zoo for me is usually my go-to between the two. Mm.
I do. I love a zoo. But... The last aquarium I was at, I got to pet jellyfish, which is amazing.
Well, and at the Minnesota Zoo, you can pet the stingrays, the rays, and the sharks and stuff like that. So
yeah, they have a little anemone pool that mm-hmm. you can pet. It's really good. They're so cute.
The anemone of my anemone is my friend.
Frenemone.
Okay.
Question number three, tiny yes, or big? Okay. Yes, James, I know you would choose tiny.
This is correct.
Well, the question is, how would you prefer your yard? Oh. Postage stamp tiny or sprawling?
I don't like yard maintenance. I actually really like the yard I have overall. Mm-hmm. I wish it was a touch bigger because I'd love to be able to play a proper game of bocce or cornhole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I love the size of my tiny yard.
Aside from the mowing and the maintenance, like you said. Yeah. Like, that is the aspect that I hate.
Right.
However, sure. Given that over... front yard can fuck right off.
Right. Why do we even have those?
Those are pointless and useless, and I don't care. That can be posted same size. I want a big backyard, though.
Yeah.
Mm. I want to be able to have a fire back there. I want to have friends back there. I want bocce. I want the kids to run around. I want to be able to
do crazy. I have a small backyard, and I can't fence in it because we've got overhead wires.
Yeah, I want to be able to practice my, whip cracking and stuff. So, front, tiny, back, big. I was not just describing myself. That is, I swear.
I'm glad you said it. All right.
Question number four. Paint or stain? Which do you prefer? Painted or stained trim in your home? Stain.
Stain.
All right.
We've got vinyl trim instead
but
of wood
do you
trim.
Prefer that?
I think I want
exactly.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Question number five, Copper Lawyer. Which would you prefer to have a role in? A procedural cop show or a procedural law show?
Law show.
Law show.
Because give me fun ethics.
Yeah, law show.
Oh, shit.
I want fun ethics and fun procedure. Oh. Although, if I get to play a cop... Like, that can be pretty cool, too.
Jenna busts in and goes, "What's all this, then?"
Yes.
Because she's a Bobby.
Stop that.
I'm a Bobby.
It's silly. if it is a procedural, like, detective drama, that's what I want. I mean, they're on the police force. Like,
you're going more
Columbo
for the noir angle.
I love that.
The noir angle does have an appeal, for sure.
But, yeah, I weirdly have enjoyed a lot of, like, courtroom dramas, even as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Perry Mason? I love Perry Mason.
Night Court?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Matlock.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, no, between Matlock and Perry Mason, that was a lot of my formative TV.
Who can get on the case? We
all right.
Perry Mason.
Closing thoughts. Summit really outdid themselves with the Imperial Saga IPA.
Good thoughts.
Love you too.
This Fast Five brought to you by booze.
Yay!
Yay, booze!
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, and of course you do. Because we don't have any in the hopper, then go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. It's really, really easy. You can even do it drunk.
clearly.
In fact, we recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to the Duluth crew this weekend. That also includes Salsa. But Rachel and Riley, Joe, it's always such a delight every year to be able to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have people that you can do this with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that it's magical. The right kind of pacing as a group, mm-hmm. as opposed mm-hmm. to some people want to do 18 million things and some people don't want to do fucking anything. That's mostly Salsa. But, do you know how much you read this weekend?
A lot. And I also went on a boat.
High five.
Yeah, but, so the group as a whole just has the same kind of pacing, and it's lovely. And bonus shout out to the maple guy on the side of the road.
Nice.
It was great.
Yeah.
I'm giving my shout out to the Northern Lights. Thank you, space, for having radiation. It was really fucking cool.
Absolutely. I look
radiation
forward to the time that I get
for the
to
win.
See it.
Yeah.
So, my shout out is going to be to moms.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. good job. But
you're welcome,
some of my
bitches.
Favorite people came from moms. Then I'm also going to I'm also going to give a shout out to the folks of Who's Live, because that was an absolute blast.
Oh, you're double dipping.
I am. Mm.
That's okay.
I mean, I did give a bonus.
You're allowed.
So.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, there are no rules here.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do on behalf of somebody else. Let me pull this up real quick.
All right. While you're pulling that, do you need a second?
No, I think. Give me 1 second.
While you're pulling that up, Casimir the Hungry will be in Janesville, Wisconsin this coming weekend for the Janesville Renaissance Festival at Traxler Park in Janesville, Wisconsin all weekend. Check it out.
All right. So I got this message from Drew. Have we heard from him recently?
Never heard of him.
Huh. All right. That's fair. If it's not too late, could I ask you to plug Artaworld on the show you're recording tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Artaworld is this Friday through Sunday in Northeast Minneapolis Arts District. The rest of what he said was nonsensical, but...
he was drinking Summit IPA.
There is a link here, and I'll make sure to send it to Salsa for the show notes.
Good.
But I am certain that a part of his reasoning behind this was to be able to plug Levine Leather, who will be participating. They will be at the Casket Arts Building. So definitely go check them out.
Mm-hmm.
You will be able to find them. There is an artist search.
Mm-hmm.
In the website. So if you just go to the website and search for Leather, like I did. You'll be able to pull up Levine Leather right away. Go check them out, but also everything else having to do with Artaworld.
Yeah. Artaworld is fucking awesome.
So much stuff going on. There are events, there's food, there's if you go to the website, there's a map with all of these various studios and places to go.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend check out Artaworld.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We're going to be posting information about a fundraiser in the near future.
We being?
Myself and James, yes. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we're raising money. Uh-huh. Not for a thing, just, you know.
Yeah, because we like it.
Yeah, we like money, so we're going to have like a fundraiser.
We're fascinated
for money.
By money and want to collect more of it.
I feel like you should just clarify that pronoun.
We?
Yes.
We?
No, it's Guy that's clarified.
I get this
so,
joke.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about it now.
Sure, sure, sure.
All right. So James and I will be hosting a party room at Convergence this year. It will be the Jasmine Dragon. It is a fan room for Avatar, The Last Airbender. All things, even that movie, if that's your thing, I suppose. But we will be focusing on the cartoon, which is, of course, the ultimate in all Hell things, yes. Avatar, The Last Airbender. So, yeah, because it is the Jasmine Dragon, we will be serving tea. Mm-hmm. Because I demand coffee, we will also be serving coffee.
So much coffee.
And that is where we're going to need help, because our party room will be open roughly at 8 a.m. until 1 or 2-ish, depending on the day and how much Avatar we need to get through that day. Mm-hmm. And because of this, we expect that 8 a.m. coffee is going to be popular. Yeah, people like drinking coffee in the morning. Who knew?
After a night of drinking?
Yep. So, or a night of setting things up, or a night of running their own party rooms, or a night of, all sorts of things.
Selling melons in Ba Sing Se.
Ooh, well played.
My cabbages.
Cabbages, not melons.
I wasn't going to correct you on air.
No, it's been a while.
I was going to correct you afterwards, though. Goddamn, you get this fandom stuff right, goddammit. Anyway, we will be limited to a certain extent on how much we're going to be able to crank out. Go ahead, Salsa. how much coffee we will be able to provide. Mostly based on circuitry. Electronics, there's only so many percolators we can run at one time. Mm-hmm. So we have calculated out our best possible outcomes, and we will be asking for money to be able to provide as much continuous coffee as we are electronically capable of doing. Mm-hmm. We will provide that. I mean, we could
coffee,
provide
cartoons.
We could provide the fundraiser link.
Yeah.
With the show notes.
Sure.
And
that's what I expected. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a base goal of 1,500 to be able to provide as much as we can. That does not include the room, which is an additional 1,000, which will probably end up being a stretch goal if we make the 1,500.
Yeah,
but the 1,500 is really what we need to be able to get this going.
Which is a lot of money to need, but it can be very small amounts from a lot of people to provide.
Mm-hmm. And we will be available Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you were planning on tipping $5 a day for a coffee a day, you could just give 20 ahead of time.
Boom. Sure.
All right. We will definitely have more information on that in the coming days. It sounds like we don't have anything to post about right now, though, right?
No, we can provide you a link for the show notes.
You do have a link.
Yeah, we just said, like, the fundraiser opens on Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay, that was...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the link.
Okay.
So
even though it doesn't start yet, you already do have a link?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's a GoFundMe. It's not...
I've never done it.
really.
We set a thing up ahead of time.
Sure,
yeah. About
sure. No, 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 no. As if there is a link, then there it will be in the show notes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, excellent.
All right. Are there any final thoughts?
Bye bye. I love you. Bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this thing. Thank you to Drew Zastera and also to Summit Saga IPA for sending in their Fast Five.
Zastera.
Zastera. Zastera.
No, wrong Zastera.
Zastera.
Wrong one.
That made it even better.
On behalf of myself and James Dinna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.